In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you are reading the Declaration of Independence, you will see the words, "All men are created equal." But are we really all equal? Throughout our lives, we have all encountered an exceptional student, a gifted athlete, a wonderful musician, a great painter. But how many of us possess an inherent exceptional talent with which we can excel with the greatest of ease? How many are, let's say, LeBron James today, or a Michelangelo, or a Mozart from the past? So it may seem that we are not all created equal. However, we are all equal in our common origin in humanity. We all are children of God. We are all equal in worth to God. We are all equal in worth to God, the Creator. Because of this, we all have equal and inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But apart from this relationship to God, there is literally no other area in which all persons are created equal. For example, we are not equal in intelligence. We are not equal in patience. We are not equal in artistic ability. We are not equal in courage. We are not equal in tenacity. We are not equal in sense of humor. And the list goes on. This is what the Master is telling us in today's parable of the talents. The three servants in the parable were not equally endowed. One was given five talents, another two, and the third just one, to each according to his ability, we heard. No two persons are alike in ability, and thus no two persons are alike in talents included. Some have stronger bodies, some have more brilliant minds, some have better opportunity to develop their capacities. But every child born into the world receives from the hand of God a specific endowment. No child of God ever receives less than one talent. The majority of people are endowed not with five talents or with two talents, but rather with one. St. Paul had another word for talents. He called them charismata. The Greek word charisma means something that is given to man by God, which man himself could not have acquired or achieved on his own. For example, a person might practice playing the piano for a lifetime and never play like a great pianist. The great artists become great not solely through practice. They have something more, a charisma, a gift from God. No two persons have the same number of kind of talents or charismata. Sometimes we forget this and we begin to compare ourselves with others. We say, if I had so-and-so's wealth or her great influence or his power or her personal gifts, how much I could do. But the real question is, what use am I making of what I have? What am I doing with my own charisma or charismata? No man is judged by what he would do if he were someone else, but rather by what he is doing with the gifts that he has, that he possesses. The three servants in today's parable were equal, not only because they were all recipients of a talent, but also because upon each of the three was laid equally the responsibility of using the talents given to them. Jesus said, "Unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required." Since our talents, be they many or few, are given to us by God, it is to him that we are all at last accountable. He does not judge us by size, the amount of our returns, since those who have been given much will obviously make a bigger return. He judges us rather by the degree of faithfulness, with which we have used our gifts, be they many or few. Because we do not have the same number or kind of talents, God will not expect the same performance from all of us. In fact, He will expect our performances to vary greatly. In only one way will He expect our performance or response to be equal. We should all be faithful. Jesus, therefore, established a new standard of evaluating faithfulness. By human standards, the great man is the greatly gifted man. But by God's standards, the great man is the greatly faithful man. This is today's lesson. The master said to the one who received the 5 talents, "Because you have been faithful in little things, enter into the joy of your Lord." Note, the same words were said to the man with 2 talents. The 1 talent man did not understand the importance of his master, of what his master attached to the little service that he would have rendered. For the little service that comes from a 1 talent man in God's eyes is equal in value to the service that comes from the 5 talent man. In the parable, the master called the 1 talent man a wicked servant, not because he was a terrible sinner, but simply because he hid his talent in the ground. He possessed something he could have used for God, but he failed to make use of it. This man was afraid to invest his 1 talent, for if he lost it, he would have lost all he had. Safety first was his motto, but how wrong he was. We never really save our talent when we bury it. God's law for life is, if you do not use it, you lose it. For example, perhaps we have only a little faith. Bury the little faith and we lose it. Use it and we increase it. Our gift for prayer may be small. Bury it and become smaller. Use it and it is enlarged. God has given each one of us some unique talent or capacity which no one else in the world possesses. Each one of us has a certain way of being helpful to others, an ability to do certain things as no other person can do them. This gives every man, woman, and child the value of uniqueness. The world would be less if we had not been born. Think of that. Each of us has added something that was not here before we came. That same unique thing is from God, and it is precious beyond all price. Think not then that we don't matter. God has entrusted each of us with something He has given to no other person, and the way we use it is just as important to God as the way our most gifted men use the talents which they possess. The moral of this parable is that God expects a return on His investment. One day He will ask for you to account for what you have done with the gifts that you possess, that He entrusted to you and to us. Follow the word that St. Paul wrote to his beloved friend Timothy. Stir up the gift of God that is in you. This is how we can show God our faithfulness. Amen.